Good morning. A cold front continues to slide through the region early today, bringing a round of rain and snow showers, primarily to New England and southern New York, on its way out. There could be some slick spots across area roadways where temperatures have hovered around freezing during the overnight period. We also had some freezing rain during the overnight hours in spots. The trend, though, as this front moves off the eastern seaboard, will be to dry things out today. And with a northwesterly wind flow, clouds should tend to break up. And with increasing sunshine, high temperatures will be in the lower to mid-30s on average. High pressure will continue to build in tonight, and skies will become clear. It'll be a relatively cold night with temperatures back into the lower to mid-20s. This will set us up for a dry and sunny start to the new year on Friday morning. Temperatures will start out in the 20s, but climb into the lower to mid-30s for daytime highs with increasing clouds. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the storm system, which will evolve out of the Mississippi Valley and head toward the eastern Great Lakes for Friday night. Precipitation will overspread the region, beginning primarily as snow and some sleet up until around midnight. Then, as temperatures in the mid-levels of the atmosphere warm up, we'll see a transition to sleet and freezing rain as we get deeper into the night. Eventually, with even milder air coming in at ground level, a changeover to just plain rain is likely before the sun comes up on Saturday. Some places will hold on to the mixed precipitation for longer and could see some icy spots on Saturday morning, but for the most part, we'll see rain showers to start the weekend, ending by about lunchtime before we dry things out on Saturday afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. We'll get a bit of a break with a new area of high pressure building in on Saturday night and into Sunday morning before another disturbance tracks in our direction from the deep south. This one will take a track more off the east coast, allowing for colder air to dominate, and as a result, we have a better chance at more in the way of some light snow rather than mixed precipitation into Sunday night. We'll dry it out early next week with highs in the upper 30s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, large parts of the nation will have stormy weather as we welcome in the new year. A strengthening upper-level low moving across northern Mexico into southern parts of the plains will be the driver for an active weather pattern from the southern to central plains along the western to central Gulf Coast, through the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley, and across the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, and central and southern Appalachians. This upper-level low will push a storm system north from eastern Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow. A wide variety of weather is expected with this storm, with heavy snow from southwest Texas into western Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, and northwest Missouri. Icing is also likely across these areas and points east into the mid-Mississippi Valley into the northern mid-Atlantic. On the warm side of this storm, heavy rain and potential flash flooding are on tap into early New Year's Day from eastern Texas into southeastern Oklahoma and much of Arkansas. Farther to the east, severe weather is likely along the Gulf Coast from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 19 degrees with a west wind at 54, gusting to 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 33, 89% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.94 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain tapering off the showers in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 15, the average temperature 25, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.02 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 27.4 inches for the season, which is 11.1 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 16. the record high 61 set in 1895, and the record low 17 below zero in 1917. Sunrise 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:31 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, any showers ending, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, any rain or snow showers ending, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, any showers ending, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any rain or snow showers ending, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with increasing clouds late in the day, followed by snow, sleet, and freezing rain, eventually rain overnight Friday night. Rain likely Saturday morning, partly sunny in the lower 40s in the afternoon. Sunday, chance of light snow or mixed precipitation in the afternoon in the mid-30s. Partly sunny Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. Stay safe and Happy New Year. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.